Sefer Yoshua, Perigimel Pasuk Hey. So we are now prepared to cross the Yarden River. The culmination of everything that had happened since Yetzias Mitzrayim is about to take place. We're going to enter Eretz Yisrael. There is some confusion about exactly where on the timeline this is. Rashi suggests this is the first of the 3 days that Yehoshua had mentioned that were coming. Most authorities seem to agree that this is the 9th of Nisan and that the crossing over of the Yarden River will be on the 10th of Nisan as they cross into Eretz Yisrael itself. And then they're going to have only a couple of days before the first Korban Pesach in 39 years to get everything ready, including finding grain for matzahs, shechting Korban Pesach, and most important, being gemalit. You need to not be an arel, kol arel lo yochal bo. So every male among the Jewish people needed to have a bris milah, and that's going to take some time when you're talking about hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. Vayomer Yehoshua el ha'am hiskadoshu. So now Yehoshua picks up the narrative and he tells the people, sanctify yourselves, become Kodesh. Tomorrow we are going to cross over and we are going to make our way there. He had given instructions for the 3 days according to this timeline on the 7th day of Nisan. This is now the 3rd of the 3 days where he told them to get ready. So he reminds them again, do tshuva, do mitzvos, be ready, because we are going to have nisim that get us into Eretz Yisrael, and we need to be worthy of them. Klal Yisrael was very much afraid that maybe they lacked the merit to be able to get in. Their parents, one of the greatest generations in the history of the Jewish people, were worthy of leaving Mitzrayim and receiving the Torah, but not worthy of entering Eretz Yisrael. They themselves were wondering, did they have what it took to be allowed in? They knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu was warring on our behalf. Without him, we don't win, we don't enter the land. So they were nervous, and so there are going to be many signs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Klal Yisrael was worthy and that he is leading them in. And so he continues, Ki machor ya'aseh Hashem b'kir b'chem nifla'os, because tomorrow HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do wonders in your midst. The crossing of the Yarden did not have to be miraculous. Having visited it, I can tell you that it was not exactly what I was expecting. I was expecting the Mississippi River, the big river, the mile-wide river in America, or the Nile or the Euphrates. The Yarden at some points is barely 3 feet deep and 6 feet across. So for a large people to cross over didn't necessarily require a miracle. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended that the entire conquest of the land start miraculously, continue that way. This is also further going to frighten the Canaanim. There are only occasional times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to alter the Derech HaTeva, to alter the rules of nature, and perform a miracle that is so openly visible and unusual and unique that everybody is going to see it. But this crossing of the Yarden is going to be one of those. Pasuk Vav, Vayomer Yehoshua el HaKohanim. So Yehoshua told the Kohanim, who are going to be carrying the Aron, as we said, usually it's the Levim who did it. So he said to the Kohanim, and Rashi says this was already the next day as the crossing is beginning. So this is presumably the 10th of Nisan as they are going to go. So he told the Kohanim, Lemor, Se'u es Aron Habris, carry the Ark of the Covenant, the Aron, the Ivru Lifnei Ha'am, and pass before the people. Vayisu es Aron Habris, and without asking any questions, without needing any further instruction, they lifted the Aron Habris, which we know the Rabbanim will tell us that the Aron carried itself, that there was a miraculous way of the Aron's movement, very smooth, there was no real weight to carrying it, but they picked up the Aron, they lifted the Aron, and Vayelchu Lifnei Ha'am, and they went in front of the people. Yehoshua was giving them kavod by telling them to avor ivru lifnei ha'am, pass before the people. He wanted them to pass by without coming close to them. So he honored them first, and so they first carried the aron to the people and then proceeded ahead of them. That's why it says that they vayelchu lifnei ha'am. So the ivru lifnei ha'am means they could have gone at a distance, but vayelchu implies that they came close. Imagining when they take the Sefer Torah out and they walk around the congregation before they bring it to the Bima, they brought it close so that the people would see that the Aron was being carried in a manner of speaking in their honor, and then they were going to continue on. So, Vayomer Hashem el Yehoshua. So, Pasuk Zayin, Hashem said to Yehoshua, Hayom hazeh ochel gadelcha be'enei kol Yisrael. On this day, I will begin to make you, Yehoshua, great in the eyes of Klal Yisrael, as if he needed even more than they already respected him as Moshe Rabbeinu's Talmud Mufak, as the leader, as the one who HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to, Asher Yedun, so that they will know, Ki Kaasher Hayisi Im Moshe Eyehimach, that just as I was with Moshe, so too I will be with you as well. So once again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Yehoshua tremendous reinforcement constantly to make him feel comfortable as a leader and to make him feel confident as a leader and to make him feel worthy as a leader. I am going to do wonders, nifla'os, at your hands, just as I did with Moshe Rabbeinu. And so this is a very big moment for Yehoshua himself. Again, they didn't need the Nisim to be able to cross in. Yaakov Avinu himself, the Malbim points out, said, Kiva makli ovarti es ha-yardein hazeh. Only with my staff did I cross this Yarden River. And the Meraglim went without an ace as well. But this is different. This is Klal Yisrael's entry into the land. And so it's being done with pomp and circumstance and Nisim galore. Finally, v'yata pasaches, v'yata tetzaveh es ha-kohanim, nosei aron habris lemor. And you should command the Kohanim who are bearing the aron habris, saying, Kevo achem ad ketzei me hayardein, when you come to the middle, to the edge of the Yardein, the ketzei, just the bank of the Yardein, by Yardein ta'amodu, stand in the Yardein river itself. So you enter into the Yardein, but stop just a little way in, and then stand there until all the people pass by to the other side where you are standing with the Aron. This is going to be the sign of this great nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to perform, and the water not going to split like the Yamsuf did, but a different nace that is also involving stopping the water so the people can walk across on dry land.